In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, Amen. Prayer to Christ the King. O Jesus Christ, I acknowledge Thee as universal King. All that has been made has been created for Thee. Exercise all Thy rights over me. I renew my baptismal vows, renouncing Satan, his pomps, and his works, and I promise to live as a good Christian. In particular, do I pledge myself to labor to the best of my ability for the triumph of the rights of God and of Thy Church. Divine Heart of Jesus, to Thee do I proffer my poor services, laboring that all hearts may acknowledge Thy sacred kingship, and that thus the reign of Thy peace be established throughout the whole universe. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. We are looking at My Catholic Faith. We are on Lesson 182, The Sign of the Cross. We have a picture of a man making the sign of the cross, and I will just read the caption. To make the sign of the cross, 1. Join the hands in preparation, putting yourself in the presence of God. 2. Lay the left hand on the breast, and with extended fingers of the right hand, touch the forehead, saying, In the name of the Father. Next, touch the breast, saying, And of the Son. And then touch the left shoulder, saying, And of the Holy. And then touch the right shoulder, saying, Ghost. Finally, join the hands and say, Amen. First question, how do we usually begin and end our prayers? We usually begin and end our prayers with the sign of the cross. Quote, God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom the world is crucified to me and I to the world. Nothing in the Church is begun, carried out, or completed without the sign of the cross. It is used in innumerable blessings and ceremonials of the Church. At Mass alone, it is used 51 times. The sign of the cross is the most common way of confessing our faith. By it, we can know Catholics from heretics and pagans. It is believed that it had its origin from apostolic times. We make the sign of the cross by touching with the outstretched fingers of the right hand, the forehead, then the breast, and then the left and right shoulders, saying, In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The sign should be made slowly with great respect, as it is the sign of our salvation. The left hand should be laid across the breast. Another way of making the sign of the cross is used at the two Gospels of the Mass. Then small signs of the cross are made with the thumb of the right hand on the forehead, on the lips, and on the breast. This was the sign of the early Christians used under persecution to avoid detection. The sign on the forehead is intended to show our will to carry out our Lord's teaching. The sign on the lips is intended to express our wish to profess God, and the sign on the breast is a symbol of the love for Him that fills our heart. In countries under Spanish and Portuguese influence, the sign of the cross is made before the one we make. With the thumb of the right hand, a small cross is made on the forehead, meanwhile saying, By the sign of the cross, then a small cross is made on the lips while saying, From our enemies, then a small cross is made on the breast while saying, Deliver us, O Thou Lord our God. And finally, with the index and middle fingers, a large sign of the cross is made, touching forehead, breast, and shoulders, saying, In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. All these words are from the Roman Missal. We should make the sign of the cross, especially upon arising in the morning and retiring at night, before and after our prayers, meals, and principal actions, and whenever we are tempted or in danger. Whenever we are blessed at Mass, at benediction, or elsewhere, we should make it. It is customary to ask for a priest's blessing when he visits our home. We should then kneel and make the sign of the cross. An indulgence is attached to the sign of the cross. Every time we make it, we gain 100 days indulgence. If made with holy water, 300 days indulgence. Why do we make the sign of the cross? We make the sign of the cross to express two important mysteries of the Christian religion, the Blessed Trinity and the Redemption. When we say in the name, we express the truth that there is only one God. When we say of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, we express the truth that there are three distinct persons in God. And when we make the form of the cross on ourselves, we express the truth that the Son of God made man, redeemed us by his death on the cross. By this sign we confess that we belong to the religion of the crucified Savior. By it a Catholic makes a clear confession of faith. By it he is known. By means of the sign of the cross we obtain God's blessing and protection from dangers, both spiritual and physical. Of itself, the sign of the cross is a blessing, besides a prayer for God's blessing. Since it is a sign of God and his crucified Son, the devil fears it, and it is a shield against temptation. The saints used to make the sign of the cross when evil thoughts assailed them. Many Catholics today follow their example, and we should do the same. In doing so, we put a seal on our foreheads that proclaims, I belong to Christ, the King of all. The Church holds the sign of the cross in great reverence and honor. All our churches, schools, and other institutions, altars, graves, and sacred vestments bear this sign. Churches are built in the form of the cross. St. John Damascene said, quote, "The sign of the cross is a seal, at sight of which the destroying angel passes on and does us no harm. It is the Christian counterpart of the blood of the Lamb marking the doorpost of the Israelites. It is the sign of Christ, the symbol of our redemption." What are the prayers that every Catholic should know by heart? The prayers that every Catholic should know by heart are the Our Father, the Hail Mary, the Apostles' Creed, the Confiteor, the Glory Be to the Father, and the acts of faith, hope, and charity, and contrition. In addition, every Catholic should know the Angelus, the Hail Holy Queen, grace before and after meals, a prayer to the guardian angel, one to Saint Joseph, and Our Lady's Memorare. The Gloria Patri, Glory be to the Father, is a prayer in honor of the Blessed Trinity. It is a prayer of praise as well as an act of faith in the mystery of the Trinity. We should repeat the Glory Be to the Father every time we receive a benefit from God and in times of suffering and temptation. We should repeat it often in acknowledgement of the chief mystery of the Catholic faith of the Blessed Trinity. The acts of faith, hope, and charity are special prayers said in adoration of God. The act of contrition also honors God, because in asking for the pardon of sins, we acknowledge his power to condemn and to save. The Confiteor is the long form of the act of contrition and is used at Mass. Even when we are in the midst of work, we can often send up to God the adoration we feel by making very short acts of faith, hope, charity, and contrition. We might say, for instance, Dear God, I believe in Thee, I hope in Thee, I love Thee with all my heart, I am sorry that I have offended Thee, because Thou art so good. For other occasions, we should also know by heart the longer forms. By the grace before and after meals, we ask God's blessing on our food, and we thank Him for having given it to us. One would think that everybody would be eager to give God this act of courtesy. Sad to say, many, even among Catholics, neglect to thank God for their daily food. That concludes our reading. Do we have any questions or comments? I don't really have anything else to add to this. It seems pretty straightforward. I did make a comment before we began class that the illustration, I don't really care for the illustration of the man folding his hands at the beginning and end. I think a more pious folding of the hands would be appropriate, where the palms are together, fingers are pointed up, and the right thumb is crossed over the left thumb. But other than that, I don't really have anything else to say, so we will end with the act of resignation to the divine will. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. O Lord my God, I now at this moment readily and willingly accept at thy hand whatever kind of death it may please thee to send me, with all its pains, penalties, and sorrows. Benedictio de omnipotentis, Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti descendet super vos, et mania semper. Amen.